Coming into view, how AI and other megatrends will shape your investments. By Joseph H. Davis. Core thesis. The global economy over the next decade is not a normal bell curve but a distinctly bimodal distribution. Vanguard's global chief economist Joseph Davis presents two contrasting scenarios. In the optimistic case, AI successfully catalyzes a productivity leap, accelerating economic growth. In the pessimistic case, AI fails to deliver. Fiscal deficits dominate, and the economy stagnates. The market consensus of low growth, low inflation, low rates continuing has only about a 10% probability. It is the least likely outcome. Preparation beats prediction. While we cannot precisely forecast market returns, we can use probabilistic analysis and deep research to manage potential risks. Viewpoint 1, a bimodal future AI boom versus deficit dominance. Davis uses structured scenario analysis to reach a key judgment. The future of the global economy is not a bell curve but bimodal. In the optimistic scenario, AI as a new general-purpose technology drives a significant rise in labor productivity, enough to offset the pressure of population aging, similar to the introduction of electricity in the early 20th century. In the pessimistic scenario, if AI's productivity gains fall short, economic growth will trail debt financing costs, creating a vicious cycle. Vanguard's models show, in the optimistic case, the S&P 500 generates 9.8% annualized returns from 2026 to 2035, versus 3.9% for 10-year treasury bonds. In the pessimistic case, bonds outperform at 6.5% versus just 2.3% for equities. The two scenarios carry probabilities of roughly 45 to 50% and 35 to 45% respectively, neither is dominant. Viewpoint 2, the consensus trap, low growth plus low inflation plus low rates is the least likely outcome. One of the book's most valuable warnings is that the market consensus is precisely the least probable outcome. When the vast majority of investors allocate based on the same expectation of low growth, low inflation, low rates continuing, any deviation will bring massive repricing risk. Davis's analysis shows that removing globalization factors barely changes the U.S. inflation path, meaning fears of decoupling causing massive inflation are overstated. But exogenous shocks do have deflationary effects, though quite limited. Maintaining independent thinking and deeply understanding drivers rather than merely tracking surface data is key to surviving in uncertain environments. Viewpoint 3, AI investment must distinguish concept from substance, the J-curve effect. The book presents a J-curve analysis framework for AI investment. New technology diffusion takes time and has significant lag effects. The current AI investment boom contains bubble elements, but over the long cycle, the true beneficiaries of AI productivity gains are companies that deeply integrate AI into business processes and achieve efficiency improvements. Davis highlights a counterintuitive conclusion: the more bullish you are on AI, the less tech stock you should hold. His logic, AI as a general-purpose technology will see its greatest beneficiary shift from technology developers to technology adopters, financial institutions, healthcare companies, education providers. Every past general-purpose technology revolution followed this pattern. Railroad, electricity, automobile, and PC developers achieved the highest short-term returns, but companies that leveraged these technologies to form entirely new industries achieved more sustainable returns over the long term. Viewpoint 4, value stocks benefit in both scenarios. Davis's investment advice is surprisingly simple. Regardless of whether AI succeeds, investors should overweight value stocks. In the optimistic scenario, productivity gains spread throughout the economy, and undervalued value stocks may benefit more than high-priced tech stocks whose valuations already reflect AI optimism. In the pessimistic scenario, growth stock valuations decline as AI fails to meet expectations, and value stocks benefit instead. Davis says, you don't have to pick sides, you don't have to be a hero. Classic diversification combined with value stock positioning can protect portfolios in both scenarios. Vanguard's Megatrends Aware portfolio model shows 6.3% annualized returns from 2027 to 2037, slightly above the 6% of a traditional 60-40 benchmark, and more importantly, better downside protection in both scenarios. Viewpoint 5, active management regains value in the AI era. The book's most controversial view is Davis's of his founder Jack Bogle's passive investing philosophy. Bogle always advised investors to avoid active stock picking, likening it to looking for a needle in a haystack and recommending they simply buy the haystack through index funds. But Davis argues that in the AI era, skilled managers can find needles in haystacks and capitalize on megatrends-driven shifts. He suggests that up to 45% of a megatrends portfolio could be allocated to active funds, up to 20% in equities and 25% in fixed income. Davis admits that a reliable quantitative framework does not exist today to identify outperforming managers in advance, giving the recommendation a somewhat idealistic quality. But it reflects an important trend. Even Vanguard, the pioneer of passive investing, is reassessing the value of active management. Practical significance. First, for individual investors, the book's greatest value is providing a probabilistic thinking framework. Rather than trying to predict market direction, it is wiser to prepare for multiple scenarios. Building a resilient portfolio, one that shares an AI boom growth while protecting purchasing power in a stagflation scenario, is more prudent than betting on a single direction. Moderately overweighting high-quality bonds, balancing growth and value styles, and considering inflation-hedging assets are actionable strategies. Second, for business decision-makers, Davis's bimodal AI future analysis provides a strategic planning framework. Companies cannot assume AI will inevitably succeed. They need to prepare for both AI boosts productivity and AI underdelivers scenarios. In the optimistic case, companies that deeply integrate AI into business processes will earn excess returns. In the pessimistic case, companies that control costs and maintain financial resilience will survive better. Third, for investment industry professionals, Davis's reassessment of active management marks a significant shift. When megatrends drive structural market changes, pure passive index investing may not adequately capture opportunities or avoid risks. Identifying genuinely skilled active managers, or adopting active strategies in specific areas, may become the new paradigm of investment management in the AI era. Summary. Coming into view is a systematic investment treatise of cognitive restructuring, trend decomposition, and actionable solutions. Its answers are not definitive prophecies but rigorously argued probability distributions. This honest uncertainty is precisely its greatest value, because those who understand the rules have an advantage over those who guess outcomes. Davis reminds us, the future is not a straight line but a probability distribution. Preparation beats prediction, resilience beats forecasting, and independent thinking beats following consensus.